The government unveiled a $50 billion fund to deliver COVID response and economic recovery plan as part of Budget 2020 announced last Thursday. Other measures announced included a $4 billion business support package, including a targeted $3.2 billion wage subsidy extension, $3 billion infrastructure investment, and 8,000 public house build program to boost productivity and create jobs, $1.6 billion for trades and apprenticeships training package, a $1 billion environmental job package, and $3.3 billion new funding to strengthen core services, including health and education. We're joined now by Satish Ranchod, Senior Economist with Westpac Bank. Satish joined Westpac's economics team as a senior economist in October 2014. Prior to joining Westpac, he was an advisor at the Reserve Bank of New Zealand. Satish has also spent time as an economic researcher leading the Reserve Bank's analysis of the economic effects of the Canterbury earthquakes and its analysis of the global economy during the financial crisis. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Satish.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to talk again.
Satish, firstly, biggest takeaways for you from last week's budget announcement?
Well, the economy is facing a massive blow, and the government is going through with a massive spend-up to try and offset those effects. That includes support for households, businesses, and social spending, like spending on public housing. I think it's going to be very important. It's very appropriate, given the scale of the crisis we're facing. Nonetheless, I think we're still going to be facing a pretty tough road ahead, even with that government support in place.
Biggest winners from last week?
I think three areas really stood out to me. First was the health sector. There's been a lot of funding allocated, and not just to confront the virus, there's also spending on essential services. On top of that, there's a lot of support for jobs and training, which is going to be vital given the job losses we're already seeing. And lastly, the government is going to be building a lot more social housing, which is going to be especially important here in Auckland, given the ongoing challenges with affordable housing.
Conversely, Satish, biggest losers for you from last week's budget announcement?
I think one sector that's facing a lot of challenges is tourism and hospitality. They did get some funding in last week's budget, but it was a small amount compared to the size of the sector. But the challenges the tourism sector are facing aren't ones the government can offset. We have to have those health measures in place, like the closure of borders, social distancing. Unfortunately, this is a sector that employs a lot of people, especially women and young people. And because of that shutdown of the border, chances are we are going to see further job losses in those areas.
Satish, after last week's announcement, do you think we have the right foundation in place for a quick post-COVID-19 economic recovery?
The government's really put a lot of funding in place to support households and jobs as well as businesses. So that does give us a good platform. There's also measures in place to support demand, like that spending on infrastructure and housing. So I think that's all very appropriate, but it's not going to completely offset the effects of the virus. I think we're still looking at a pretty slow recovery over the next few years.
And talking about COVID-19, just how much of an impact has COVID-19 had on the New Zealand economy, and how long do you foresee it taking to recover, you know, especially if we're looking at the reduction in GDP as a result?
We think this is going to be a pretty severe knock. It's potentially the biggest downturn in the economy that we've seen in generations. If we think about the labour market, we've already seen job losses. We think unemployment's going to get to about 9.5%. That's about 120,000 more people who won't be working. And it's going to take a long time for this to be addressed. We're talking about 2 to 3 years to get the economy back up and running, get those people back into work. And on top of that, households, businesses, even government is going to have to borrow a lot to get through this. So this is going to be a pretty severe impact for the economy.
Satish, in terms of debt, if we're looking at debt, reading some articles and the amount of debt that we are going to see that may be passed on to future generations as a result, of how much debt are we looking at?
right now the government's got relatively low debt. It's about 20% of GDP, which is pretty good compared to other countries. But it is going to double over the next few years, maybe even a bit more than that, as a result of efforts to confront COVID-19. Now, we really do need that government spending in place. You know, we need to support people. We need to protect their jobs so we can keep moving. But it is going to be very expensive. And eventually we'll have to repay it. And that's a big issue because, you know, if we're repaying this debt, which we do have to do, it means that we could have higher taxes or reduced spending in future years. And, of course, in the future we'll face other challenges, things like the ageing population, the need for other health services. So this is going to be a big challenge for us, and it's best if we can get the economy moving fast so we can address this gradually without too much disruption, but it will still be a challenge for the economy.
Satish, the UK has had its worst downturn in 300 years. In comparison to, you know, other major financial markets, how is New Zealand faring?
I think we've been facing a big knock, like a lot of countries. I think in the near term, our downturn might be a little more stark, just for a brief period. That's because we put in place some really strict measures to contain the virus. But it's also meant that we've got on top of it faster. Hopefully we can get up to speed again faster. So even though we might look a little bit weaker this year, I think we'll be better positioned over the next few years to get back up and running.
A senior economist with Westpac Bank, Satish Ranchod. Satish, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it. And to you and the team, stay safe. Thank you again.
My pleasure. Thank you.
It's 20 minutes past 7. Paeva, Machu Boy, 531 PI, Pacific People Together.